From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Bush's request to Saudi Arabia to increase oil production has been rebuffed. Mr. Bush spent the day out of public view meeting with Saudi's King Abdullah about soaring gas prices and other issues. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from the Saudi capital of Riyadh.
Saudi leaders told President Bush that there was not enough demand from customers at the moment to increase oil production. This is the second time since January the Desert Kingdom has turned down Mr. Bush's personal request to open the oil spigots. Saudi officials say the high cost of oil is due in large part to international political turmoil and a weak dollar. Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Saud Al-Faisal said President Bush seemed satisfied with Saudi reasoning.
The discussion was carried out in a friendly fashion. He didn't punch any tables or shout at anybody.
Saudi officials say the kingdom already raised production last week by 300,000 barrels at the request of customers. The president and King Abdullah discussed other issues during their meetings, including Iran and terrorism. Mr. Bush heads to Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, on Saturday. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Riyadh.
The Energy Department confirmed today that effective July 1, it will halt petroleum shipments to the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve for 6 months. The announcement comes just days after Congress approved legislation calling for a moratorium on shipments as a means of trying to bring down gas prices. The Energy Department decision means the 76,000 barrels of oil a day that had been going into the SPS won't be added to the nation's stockpiles. The U.S. has around 700 million barrels of oil stockpiled in four underground storage sites in Texas and Louisiana. The Border Patrol says in the event of a hurricane, evacuations in South Texas, it will screen people for legal status. The mission this week has provoked concern among rights groups and some state officials. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Hurricane season starts June 1st, and in a mock evacuation this week, a Texas photographer noticed border agents checking participants' IDs. That's how the policy came to light. A Border Patrol spokesman says people would be screened before getting on evacuation buses. Those without legal status would be taken to detention facilities built to withstand hurricane-level winds, and from there, deported. Rights groups call the policy ridiculous. They warn tens of thousands would likely ignore evacuation orders to avoid the screening, and they say the checks would dangerously slow down the process. Even Texas state officials have long said they'd prefer the Border Patrol suspend checks during such an emergency. But a Border Patrol spokesman says agents are capable of doing both rescue and enforcement work efficiently. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
As millions of people prepare for the Memorial Day holiday later this month, Americans are paying a national average of $3.79 a gallon for regular unleaded gas. That is the highest amount on record. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 5 points today, closing at 12,986. The S&P was up more than a point. This is NPR. In China, rescue officials say they are still finding survivors from this week's massive 7.9 magnitude earthquake, with some people being pulled from the rubble after 4 days. Teams from Japan, Russia, Singapore, and South Korea have now joined in rescue efforts after the Chinese government dropped some of its initial reluctance to allow foreign help. Meanwhile, an aftershock today brought new fears that some structures already weakened by the quake might come down. The latest aftershock measured 5.9 and hit an area near the quake's epicenter. Chinese state-run media has upped the death toll from the earthquake that hit Monday to nearly 22,000. Olympic sprinter Tim Montgomery has been sentenced to 4 years in prison for his part in a fake check scheme. NPR's Robert Smith has more.
Ever since Montgomery won a gold medal in the 2000 games, his life has headed downhill. He was banned from track and field in 2005 for his connection to the Balco doping scandal. His child's mother, Marion Jones, is in prison for lying about using performance-enhancing drugs. And now Montgomery himself will see jail time. He pled guilty last year to bank fraud and depositing bogus checks worth $1.7 million. He told the court he once had everything he wanted in life. He was known as the world's fastest man. Now he said it's all gone. Montgomery still faces charges in Virginia for dealing heroin. He has pleaded not guilty. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
General Electric made it official today after published reports surfaced this week. The Fairfield, Connecticut-based company might be putting its appliance division on the block. GE confirmed it is looking at options for the more than 100-year-old unit. General Electric said it plans to launch a strategic review with a possible sale of its more than 100-year-old appliance division. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.